And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Taking a break from Open Line here for a bit, as joining us in studio this morning is Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. There's so many Chamber of Commerces that I deal with, but the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good, except for this weather.
Yes. Like I was saying this morning, I got here 5:30 like I usually do. It was 63 degrees then, and it's now 48.
I know, so, and it feels cold.
Yeah,
yes.
It's definitely dropping out there. It felt pretty good this morning when I got to work, when it was, like I said, the lower 60s. It actually felt pretty good, but I haven't been outside since, so I assume it's probably crazy. Quite a bit colder now. Mm-hmm. So, yep. All right. Well, Candy, again, we love having you here in studio today and talking about just kind of a few things happening with the chamber and just kind of around town.
Absolutely. Well, last week we had our Shop and Hop. It was a shop local event. It was a lot of fun. So thank you to all the participating businesses that had great prizes. They had specials, drinks, food, and just a lot of fun, and we hope to be able to do that again soon, and so we'll be sharing information on that. Of course, last night was the State of the City Address. Great things happening in Coffeyville, and if you missed it, you can watch it on their YouTube channel or Channel 13. It was about an hour, a little over an hour, but kind of updates of everything, and I know you guys are sharing clips of it, and so just wanted to let everybody know about that. If you know someone looking for a job, make sure to have them check out the Chamber's online job board. We have all kinds of new jobs posted on there, and every week we go and highlight a few more. This week's featured job was at Commercial Bank. Wow, they have a great environment, good hours, and for me, some of the best people to work with. So if you know anybody looking for a job, they're definitely looking for tellers right now. And then, of course, we've got several other updates going on. Enrollment is open now for boys and girls. So if you need a fun place for your child this summer, then they are taking applications until May 20th. So go ahead and get checked into that. It's a good, really awesome program. We're lucky to have them during the summertime. So, and of course, this is one of my favorite things. Every year, one of the athletic teams from CCC does kind of a Easter Bunny. So the soccer team comes out and they are your Easter Bunny for you. They come out the Saturday before Easter and hide filled Easter eggs all over your yard. We did it one year, and the child wakes up the next morning. They're like, oh, my goodness, what is all this? So a lot of fun and a good fundraiser for the soccer team. It is $20 per dozen eggs. So you can do one dozen, two dozen, or however many you want. But registration is required. So jump on the website or their Facebook page and get signed up for that. Well, the ELC has a new playground area, thanks to Ms. Cavanaugh and Ms. Watts. They wrote several grants along with contributions from the SCK CAP and the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. So we had a ribbon cutting, and speaking of cold weather, that day it was freezing, and the kiddos came out so they could be a part of the picture, and they were just hopping around, you know, just it was cute to see, but yeah, it was cold. Who knew this was going to happen in the end of March? So, but that was great. Excited about that new initiative and another playground for those kiddos. Shout out to the Yoke. They received the Perkins Award from the Chamber for building improvements and reinvestment. We love seeing all the businesses continue to grow and just reinvest back in their buildings. And that's what we have to have. It's just our buildings downtown, especially being improved and growing. And so shout out to the Yoke. Thank you for giving back to the community and reinvesting in your business. We have another one coming next week, so I'll have more details on that. Last week I announced this, but the Chamber has partnered with Blue Cross and Blue Shield and multiple chambers across the state, so we can now offer affordable health insurance. And this is really just a great opportunity for our local businesses. Maybe you're a business that has not been able to afford health insurance at all for your employees, or maybe you're just looking for a good rate and some good options. But if you want to know more, make sure you contact me at the Chamber. Any business in town is eligible. So just give me a call and I can give you all the details on that. The 2022 Leadership Coffeyville applications are open. So this is kind of a, you know, if you're thinking about wanting to transform your leadership skills, become more effective in problem solving, or just want to learn more about Coffeyville and how to get engaged in our community, This is a really wonderful, great class. Actually, I took it when I first moved here, and it kind of opened my eyes, helped me learn more about the strengths and weaknesses of Coffeyville, and then, of course, developing my leadership skills. So I love the class, and I will be the facilitator this year, so I'm excited about that. Applications are at the chamber, or give me a call, and I'd be happy to sit down and talk to you a little bit more about that class. Okay, in the news, a couple things going on. Kansas is among other states right now that are in favor of rebate checks for gas. With the gas, you know, of course, skyrocketing prices, many states, including Kansas, are thinking about alternate ways to kind of help taxpayers. So they're thinking about doing a rebate. Again, it's only going to be a drop in the bucket. I mean, you know, the gas prices are not going to be dropping anytime soon. So, but it may help a little bit. Because of gas prices and a few other things, airline prices are already increasing right now, and they're going to keep climbing. Probably will not be dropping for some time. So if you're wanting to go on a flight, probably now's the time to do it. The next few months, it's going to get so expensive to fly. So we're just telling everybody, hey, get in your trips right now. This is a good time to do it.
Yeah, especially during those summer months. That's when it's really probably going to spike because they have to change the type of fuel as well, the way it's refined to the summer type fuel, which I do believe costs more, so which is going to cause gas to go up once again.
Even more. I know. All this stuff is just crazy. So just be aware of that. Other news and things going on, if you want to make sure you're signed up for our newsletter, we always share things happening, of course, across the country, but mostly here in Coffeyville, as well as events and even stuff on the Hill from our legislators. Wow, they have been busy in Topeka this year. I'm very proud of our legislators because they've worked hard to get a lot of things passed. So anyway, make sure that you're subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, give me a call. I'd be happy to get you signed up. Has a lot of good information. And then finally, I just want to share some events coming up. So we've got a couple things at the Coffeyville Rec. They COVID and everything else, they really had to cut back and slow down on a lot of their events. But now they're excited to do all that stuff and bringing them back. So April 5th, they've got bunny cakes where you can bring your kiddo in and they make little bunny cakes. And that is on April 5th. And then they have the big thing, which is, and I don't have it on here. Where did it go? But they have the underwater egg hunt at the pool every year. It's always so much fun. My son loves that. Unfortunately, I don't know why it's not on my list, but that is coming up. You can go out to the Coffeyville Rec page and find out when the date is on that. And then their big thing is the Daddy-Daughter Ball. I think they still have tickets, but I'm not sure because it's getting really close to the deadline. So if you haven't got tickets, make sure you call them because that one always sells out. It's several hundred people that go to that, but a great event for our community. So Daddy-Daughter Ball, April 9th. Of course, coming up next week, we'll have Business Over Breakfast, so I'm excited about that. We have speakers coming this time from Coffeyville Coffee Company, a new wonderful veterans service coming, updates from our county commission, and then, of course, several other updates from the chamber and our community. So if you've never attended, it's a really good breakfast. It's at the Best Western, and we'll start at 7:30 with breakfast, and at 8 o'clock, we'll have announcements. The Junior Advisory Board Steer and Heifer Show is coming up on April 10th. That'll be a big one and fun. I love seeing this time of year is when all the ag stuff starts coming out and all the kids start showing all their animals, and they're so proud of them, and it's so awesome to see.
Yeah, as they should be. I mean, they work hard on them.
Oh,
yeah.
They do. You don't realize how much work it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of these parents, really, they make the kids do it. They have to do all the work. So it's awesome. Of course, the fair and rodeo will be coming this summer, too.
Right.
And I'll be sharing more details here. They're kind of finalizing some stuff right now. But one of the changes this year is they're going to have two nights of demo derby. So that's always a big night.
That's usually one of the more popular items, isn't it?
So they're going to do it two nights. And I think they're going to have two different types of cars on each night. So that'll be a lot of fun. On April 12th, they're going to have the Festival of Salads with the Salvation Army. It's their annual fundraiser. Yum. I mean, they have everything you can imagine. It's not just leaf salad. It's pasta salads. It's potato salads. It's 50 different types of salads. Wonderful day. So April 12th, more details coming on that, but I know they're selling tickets for that. And then I think the last thing coming up, Caulfield Community College has been doing community classes. And so I love that because they're just one night, go in and learn something. So the newest one is community cookies. I'm learning about how to bake all kinds of different recipes of cookies, and that'll be April 14th. And then I think they'll probably have some more possibly this summer and this fall. But love seeing all those classes coming out of the college. They're doing some great things this year. So excited about that. I think that is all we have. Nothing too major. We'll have a lot more announcements next week, of course, after we have our business over breakfast.
Right.
One
thing I did want to bring up, yeah. And it was posted yesterday on Facebook, just kind of give everybody an update, the Coffeyville Summer Celebration coming up on July
yes.
the 9th.
Yes.
So that it will be coming up. That's always a popular event. Lots of people out there. And the only reason I brought it up is just because they show up on my Facebook feed yesterday.
Yeah.
So just
want
to get that out there. Mm-hmm. That July 9th. And there's going to be a lot of stuff out there once again this year.
There will be. Actually, starting in May, we'll start seeing a lot. Well, of course, we've got graduations in May. The Caulfield Community College has their scholarship auction. That's coming up the end of April, beginning of May. And then, it's just summertime. There'll be all kinds of fun
Absolutely.
Events, including the celebration. I love that one.
It is a fun event.
I love it.
They put on an incredible fireworks show every year. I remember it wasn't last year, but it was the year before, the COVID year. We still had the celebration. It was a little more spread out than usual, but I remember there was that huge storm that came through that day.
Yes.
And they thought, oh, no, we're not going to be able to do the fireworks show. But the storm let up right before, and they covered up all the fireworks. So they were once the storm moved out, they were able to get it uncovered, and an incredible fireworks show.
I know,
that
it's one
night.
Of the biggest mm-hmm. In this whole region. So, I mean, we're really lucky that we have great volunteers and people that donate. And that's something, if you always want to see that show go, they're always looking for donations mm-hmm. and sponsors. And then, of course, vendors out the park because they have, the whole day there's just, of course, the car show. They've got music. They've got vendors. I mean, everything. So
poker run.
The
CCC Great Duck Clash.
Oh, the yeah.
Where that used to be a standalone event, but it's now been folded into the Coffeyville mm-hmm. Summer Celebration, which works perfectly. I mean,
it does. It works. It's hot that day, so it's nice to have that water out there for the kids.
Exactly.
The kids love playing in it, and it's a lot of fun. So
a cornhole tournament and 5K run and all that good stuff.
Gosh,
so
much to do.
Absolutely. So, well, Candy, if anybody has any questions about what we've talked about today, how can they get a hold of you? Or maybe they have a business, and maybe they are a new business or something, and they would like to join the chamber. How can they do
yes.
that?
So, of course, stop in anytime. Our offices are open 8:30 to 5 every day. Come in and get an icy. You can call me anytime. Our number is 251-2550. On our website has our email address, or there's a sign up form. You can just sign up for our newsletters. And of course, Facebook. If you're not following us on Facebook, you're definitely missing out. Always got good announcements on there. But I will actually be sharing, I think next week, it's either next week or the week after that, we get it approved. We have two new members that just joined new businesses to town. So I'm excited about those. So.
Absolutely. Yay. So that always is a lot of fun. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you again. Well, unfortunately, I won't be here, but the station will be talking to you again next Wednesday after business over breakfast.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, we need to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will start taking your calls once again on today's Wilson Medical Center question of the day. Candy, I'm going to ask you this one real quick.
Yeah.
In order, what are the first things you do? Let's see. Let me find that again real quick. In order, what are the first three things? What are the first three things you do after you wake up in the morning? Getting out of bed does not count.
I am one of those people that if I don't take my shower, nothing else happens. Mm-hmm. That wakes me up. So I immediately get out of bed and go straight into the shower.
Absolutely. That's what I do as well.
And then I work out every day. Well, not much. It's only like 10, 15 minutes. But it helps. A little bit helps.
Exactly.
So, shower, get ready for work, and get my workout.
There we go. All right. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for coming in. We need to take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning.